101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Little happy hour of sports with Steen and Scott. I know I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm looking across the my little table here. I think he's here.
I'm here.
Looks like you've had a long couple of days,
it's
buddy.
Been an interesting last 24 hours, I'll say that.
Good for you.
Friends in from all over.
You got to have fun when you have friends in. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _SS, at Steen on Sports, and at Scott Brower _13. You can go to Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. You can go to the website. Podcasts are up.
Look at that. I know. I saw that.
Whoosh. All the podcasts are up through yesterday. So finish this one here tonight, probably. Off tomorrow. Be back in on Monday. There's so many things going on. Let's get to the most important part of the show. Well, at least to make sure that we have a show, is who are the sponsors of our show. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Come and Go, and BetMGM. Got a game tonight, Commanders and Bears.
Yes.
I have the under, and then I have to pick a team, and I don't know who I'm picking yet.
Okay.
I'm money lining somebody. I just don't know who it is yet. I'm looking for intervention.
The Bears. The Bears, because it's at.
You think? Because it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
And
let's.
Have you ever seen a coach throw his quarterback under the bus so quickly and go, well, I don't think what I said was throwing him under the bus? I'm like, really? Wow, that's interesting.
I think we've seen that with some other people.
Oh, my goodness.
In the state.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Incredible.
It's good to be here.
Thank you. It's good to have you here.
I was from 8 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock this afternoon. I was out in a field chasing pheasants on a day when it's 40-mile-an-hour winds. It's not conducive to pheasant hunting.
I would think not. Or shooting.
That wasn't the part. But, I mean, if there was 20 birds, we walked over 19 of them. But we got a couple.
Good.
So it was a good day.
There you go. It's a very special day. We have B-Styles coming on at 5:21. I mean, that's pretty special.
Yeah.
Maybe the fact that we have Joe Madden coming in here today at 5 o'clock is kind of cool.
I've been doing plenty from Wikipedia to reading up on things, and I got to get the book. The book was just released on Tuesday.
Yes, Maddenisms. Love it.
Yes,
it's
going to be an interesting interview.
The book of Joe, trying not to suck at baseball and life. I'd like to write that book.
I was going to say, I think the title nails it right there.
I think
it
does too. And that's the best thing about baseball that you can say. It's not easy. So. Of all the things that are going on yesterday, I have to get your take on a couple of them. First off, Gary Slater retiring as CEO of the Iowa State Fair.
Did you put your resume in then?
No. I want to enjoy the fair,
right.
Not be sickened to death by having to get one ready to go.
Yes. Yeah,
would I love to work at the fair full-time? Sponsoring, I mean, just doing stuff for the fair, absolutely, that'd be awesome,
right? But not having to
make decisions,
the grand poobah,
no. Now, 25 years ago, I mean, that would have been pretty cool. You don't think about things like that, but what Gary Slater has done, and here's the really funny thing, with any job that you have, people enjoy the heck out of it. And everybody loves the Iowa State Fair. Mm-hmm. But if you walked around, you're probably 51-49, people loving you, people not loving you. And that's a really tough thing. When you are rocking out every year,
right,
going above the year before. Well,
when we had him on, when we interviewed him, when we were remote at the fair, you know, we were talking about the concert that night. And he was like, well, we've already got 50% of them already nailed down for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they had been.
That's how far in advance you have to do.
You have to.
I mean, it's just a lot of stuff. And and a lot more travel than what you would think. So interesting, and you're still to a certain extent not a nonprofit, but I mean that the money that's right. there is not money that you can just go around extravagantly going and watching other fairs and doing stuff. So I mean it's great job by him. I said I love the fact that they were there. I love the fact that we got to sit at their house at times, and you're sitting in the Iowa State Fair. But it means as much as I love the fair, and you know how much I love the fair, mm-hmm. you love the fair. Having him as a friend is probably even bigger than that. It just made it really cool when it's both.
Right.
And now we can start asking him all the pertinent questions that he would never answer.
Exactly. Exactly. We will have to get him back on and talk about the underbelly of the fair, if you will.
Exactly. I mean, that's the most important thing.
It's gonna be some big shoes to try to fill too.
It is, and it's not like you can go and pluck somebody out of another state to do a fair, because there's only my thought process. We're definitely in the top five, and I think we're probably in the top three. And the reason we're not number one is just because these other ones, I mean, some of them go on for a whole month.
Oh.
My body, my brain, my stomach, my liver, none of those things could last a month.
Exactly.
I barely make, how many days? 13 days? Is it 13 days of the fair?
Well, it's Wednesday through the next, well, soft. Yeah, it's 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days. 10 days, whatever. Yeah.
That's
enough. But we do have to add the Wednesday because that's important.
Right.
So, and Tuesdays sometimes before the fair. Very excited, though. Very excited to have Joe Madden on. I'm excited to have B Styles on, Brendan Styles, too. Mm-hmm. I talked a lot about yesterday about Brian Ferentz's interview. I came away with it tonight, had a whole night to sleep, think about it, and I think there's one thing for certain that's never going to happen again. He's never having an interview like that ever again. Because it didn't do him any good. And even the things that he was saying, I don't know how much harm it did, but it didn't. I don't know how much harm it did to him. But he did some harm to some people. Number one, if you look on social media, Alex Padilla took a couple of hits last night.
Right.
Probably Brian Ferentz not even thinking that he was doing that.
Right.
But you have to be careful when you're out. I mean, I think he opened up about a lot of things that he shouldn't have, and I think he had chances to open up on some things that he should have that could have made things better.
Right, and he tried to put himself out there as being, I'm real, I'm a father, I'm, you know, all these different things, but it just, he used the phrase. I don't mean to be flippant about it, but you are.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not stop quitting, because then I'd have to look my kids in the eyes and tell them. And the first thing out, I mean, as soon as it was over, somebody's out there. I can't even remember which one of the guys it was. It wasn't David. David had a couple of good ones, though.
Right.
But he's like, and why that's never going to happen is that's because then Grandpa has to look those two kids in the eyes.
Exactly.
You know, so it is, I think the yes. biggest thing that hurt him yesterday, and if you have something more that we can do, but just to, because I went home and I was thinking about all the things that he said. And the things that he said the most is, Do you think if you made a change, just to see what happens, and you know what's the downsides of doing that? And he said, "Well, what's the upsides?" I'm like, "Dude, the upsides is you're the worst offense in football,
right.
Not in the Big Ten, not in your division, in football. There is a downsides. You're there. You need the upsides."
Yeah, the upside, the downside, it's not working presently. Start turning the knob. Start, you know, change something.
Yeah,
and the
anything.
Obvious change would be maybe Padilla would be the spark. Maybe
and
something different. Just it just gets very, man, we're just beating the same thing over and over
right.
again.
And if you ever were at a point in your time when you're talking about name, image, and likeness, and student athletes, and all of this, and everything that they go through. If you're Alex Padilla and Joey Labus today, how do you feel? I mean, you had your coach say, you're not good enough to start in front of this guy, and you're not even close to either one of these two. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're the worst offense in right. in collegiate football.
Right.
It's probably and the best one is then the defensive coordinator gets to come on and go, you know, I have a new recipe for a great herb iced tea. Herb.
Right.
And that's what he got to talk about because they have the number one defense in the country.
It's such a juxtaposition of the way that you know that we have to rely on the defense to get scores, and I don't know, man. I again, we look back at what they've got for remaining games: Ohio State, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska. I mean, they got to get three of those.
Yep.
I mean, and if we just keep going down that same path of the inept offense we're trying to run,
I don't know what you do.
Which three of those can the defense win?
Right.
You know,
and that's what you have to look at. Which one? I mean, your defense isn't.
Do you still believe though? I mean, do you going into the Ohio State game? They got this week off. They got the bye week, but going into Ohio State, I mean, is there hope? Is there a breakout team in there somewhere? I just don't see it.
I honestly, and this is a lot of seasons, and Iowa's given Ohio State games. They've beat Ohio State. They've beat Michigan. If you went player for player on the starting grid on both offense and defense, and even having the number one defense in the country, I think that number one defense in the country has more to do as much with the defensive coordinator and the schemes that he does right. than the players, because he can plug and play players in pretty easy.
Right.
I don't know if Iowa has a better player at very many positions. I mean, if you just went up and down.
Right.
I mean, Jack Campbell's a great player. Ohio State has 8-star people on defense.
Right.
I mean, but it's the defense mentality that I think that they're a better defense than Ohio State. I'm not saying that Iowa's going to have more people in the NFL, because I guarantee you that Ohio State will have more people in the NFL playing defense
right.
than Iowa does.
But I mean, just to look at the defense, even in the Illinois game, I mean, by the end of the game, they're tired.
Oh, Iowa State game, they were one drive,
the 99,
that was game. They called game and.
Nope, sorry about that whole microphone.
Yeah,
microphone being in front of your face.
Got in the way of my water. Yesterday, this came out as well. Brett Yormark, hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
I thought about that yesterday. Was on Maggie and Pearl. Did a really good interview.
Right. Big 12 commissioner.
Yep. Is no way that Oklahoma and Texas are leaving early. They can't afford it. We don't want to let them. And so we're making it even more... because it just messes up our schedule, too. So they came out with who gets to play each other twice during the season. I just wanted to get your take on that. I don't know if you heard me. You were busy. Kansas and K-State get to play two games. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State get home and home games. Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, Cincinnati, West Virginia, Houston, Central Florida, and Iowa State, BYU for basketball, for men's, women's basketball. I didn't think that was bad. I thought those, I mean,
no.
of all the, I mean, I don't know where else you would put Iowa State. I mean, Cincinnati and West Virginia are almost, I mean, they're really, I mean, all those are really close. And for me and a bunch of us, we've always all wanted to go to BYU just to see Utah
sure.
like that. So I think that's going to be a cool thing. But so 23, 24, 24, 25, those are going to be your home and aways in Big 12 basketball. Which is kind of cool. And then they'll have to figure out the schedule for when they come in, the schedule for football. I'm curious to see if they break in divisions, if they just go straight up. I'm kind of curious to really see what that looks like. And that has to be coming out because, I mean, you have to start making plans for
right.
next year for travel and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting thing yesterday as well. I mean, there was ton of stuff today as well. I mean, you have baseball going on, and the games are amazing. These people, these baseball players nowadays are so talented. I mean, a lot of us, me, I'm saying a lot of me and a lot of people that I talk to have. You know, they don't think that baseball is the same. And it's going to be great to be able to talk to Joe Maddon today because I agree with what he says. that it's paralyzing. Analytics is paralyzing baseball to a point where, you know, you don't get to see individuality in people. So if you have a pitcher, he's at this pitch count, and this guy's coming up. I mean, there's 9 guys up in a room saying, yeah, we don't want him to hit against this guy this time. We need to do something. And that Joe Maddon's like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. Star power was different when I was growing up because baseball was king.
Right.
It was baseball. And then I think, gosh, in my time growing up, it was baseball, college basketball, college football, NFL, and the NBA.
Yeah.
And then it kind of started changing in like 1980s because the NBA became popular with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. And the NFL, you know, in the late 2000s is when the NFL really started to come. And now in the last 7 years, the NFL is king. College football has moved up in a ginormous way. And college basketball has stayed relatively the same. But the one that has fallen is baseball because it's a long time to watch. And not as much action as you see in everything else.
Are we really? See, I still go to the old school. I mean, it's the game.
I know. Analytically, I love watching baseball because I like to see.
How do you?
I like to see what they do.
Right. If you change the pace or it's to speed up, you're changing the game. I'm old school romantic.
But
about
I think that's why it's dipping. Because
are we really that? I mean, we have to be entertained.
Attention disorder.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
All of us. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. B Styles is coming in here at 5. Do not miss Joe Maddon at 5:21. It's going to be great. You're listening to us right
now.
All the
way around. Joe's at 5.
Huh?
All the way around. Joe's at 5.
Other way. Sorry.
Here's a look at traffic on 101 Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott coming to you on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day.
Every day.
You can check us out on Twitter. It is at 1700 The Champ, at happyhour_SS, at Steen on Sports, and at ScottBrower_13. You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. The website is 1700thechamp.com. You can download the podcast. I upload them in Audio Boom. You can download them in any of the venues that you go into. You don't want to miss that 5 o'clock one today. Joe Maddon coming on today. What was the... It is Book of Joe, Try Not to Suck at Baseball. That's the kind of...
Well, and it's try not to suck at baseball and life.
And life. That's the important part, right? And life. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. 2 locations in Ankeny. 1 in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, wealth management, and private banking. Commitment that you can count on. And they're going to take care of you with that commitment. And that's the most important thing. There's so many different ways that you can do banking now. You still have check writers, and I have to have money in my walleters and change and then you have those that never even take a wallet out because everything's on their phone. It's so different. That's something that they can help you with. All the different ways that you can bill pay. All the different ways there are to get money and to move money around and to make money. All those things. That's the commitment they're going to give you. They're going to help you. They're going to guide you. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay. Daniel Snyder. Not a good guy. And I think everybody kind of thought Daniel Snyder was this guy, right?
Right.
So,
the owner of the Commanders, Washington Commanders.
Now, the National Women's Soccer League, that entire league is getting blown up on just because they weren't acting like normal human beings.
Right.
And this dude is definitely not a normal human being on some of the things that he has been charged with.
Yes.
And it's always been funny that you can look at things and you can say Devontae Adams walking off on a field that he belongs on, runs into somebody, depending on the angle of view, whatever you want to think, whatever. And
he pushed him.
And he
was frustrated. Yes, he pushed him.
You have to look at both angles. Both angles. I could fight you on that with both angles. The other one looks like he was startled and put his hands up because he was startled because he was going to get hit with a big dog thing that they put around you so you don't bite your ears.
A cone?
Yes. Couldn't think of cone.
Yes.
The cone of silence.
What? But still, now he's under the microscope.
It's a point, right? So now you have Daniel Snyder and all the things he's been accused of, all the things that on certain things, and he's paid money to that he is admitted to, but yet none.
He's an owner.
None of the owners have taken a stand.
No, because if they point a finger at him, then they got to point fingers at each other.
Yeah, I'm thinking, why haven't they taken a stand? Daniel Snyder is that guy who I'm not a good guy. And since I'm not a good guy, I'm going to make sure I get stuff on all the rest of them. So if they want to get rid of me because I'm not a good guy, that they're going to have to go with
right. Me. Burn me, we all burn.
And they all go down. And billionaire owners don't want to go down. So that's what you have, a person that probably doesn't deserve to be in the situation that he's in with the people that are employed there. I don't know what you can, the National Football League can't do anything to it, because the really funny thing is, guess what? Football players don't pay Roger Goodell. We don't pay Roger Goodell. Guess who pays Roger Goodell?
The owners.
Exactly. So it's kind of, it's skewed in the wrong way. My thought process on all of this is, he'll get his. It's you don't get to act that way and not have it come back tenfold. So hopefully that happens. Guardians Yankees game today. They canceled that really early, which is kind of nice that you're not sitting around for 4 hours seeing if you can play a game, and they don't want to play it at late at night. The baseball's been good. It's been a lot of fun. Houston coming back from that, when we're sitting in here and Seattle is just putting a whooping, and you have somebody hit a home run like that. That's what a way. Seattle's up right now 2-1
and 2-1. Top of the sixth.
Yeah, so
but that's scary because
it does. I mean, it's always going to be right. It's always going to be in the back of your head.
Right.
So let's talk a little.
We're going to get down to the two number one seeds. It's going to be Dodgers and Yankees.
Man, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay,
I might agree with that to a certain extent.
Well, you're a Yankees fan, of course you would.
Well, no, I mean I'm definitely not. I think there might be two different teams. I would love my Yankees to be there. I don't know if the Yankees are the best four game team. You got to win four games. I don't know if they're that. If you played 20 games, I think they would be better because I think they have more talent. But I just don't think they have as good as. I used to think Gerrit Cole was the dude, but I don't know, because I think it's really funny. I don't think I can throw any better with spider tack on my fingers, but I guess he can, because I don't even know what spider tack is, but I have no idea. But I think baseball is doing itself a favor in all the things they did at the division series. I'm looking forward to talking to Joe, and I thought we'd right before we jump into maybe some football that's coming up tonight, since it is a Thursday night football game. You know, I was thinking to myself some of the things, and you hit it on the head with Joe Maddon when we talked the other day when we were thinking about that he was going to come on, the analytics part. And he's not an analytic guy. He's not anti-analytical. Right. He just doesn't want a bunch of people telling
him. Well, he uses this as a tool. Who,
right.
Yeah. Opposed to the script.
Right.
If, you know.
I'm trying to think, when someone is saying something to you, I don't need the whole thing. I just need a thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me a thing.
Right.
And I'm curious to see what he has to think of that. And I'm also curious because he's had times in his career. So if he had to start over again, would he rather have pitching and defense or offense? I mean, I think that's a really That's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I get the madnisms, too. I mean, I love those.
Did you write down in your prep for this?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
So, I mean, that's just some. I was saying some of the things. And I want to ask him, is baseball broke? Because a lot of people think baseball is broke.
You and I are on the same page.
And I, after what I just saw in these three-game series to get more teams in there, I don't think baseball is broke on the playoff side. I've always said, I don't need 162 games right. to tell me who the best baseball team is. And when the most important thing that you have in baseball is pitching.
They're not going to take away revenue.
No, Steve, I don't.
You
and,
know
and
that.
That's,
you
and
know.
That's the thing. Right. And it's going to be the end all. He also wants to coach again. There are. That's good radio, isn't it? Counting yeah. to 10. There are 10 teams in Major League Baseball that had quite a bit under 500 record this year. Is that the type of baseball team he's looking to get back into baseball? He said two things have to happen for him to get back into baseball. One, he really needs to think that he wants to do that.
Right.
And two, he has to have an understanding with whoever brings him in that I don't want to do baseball this way. I want to do baseball this way, but I'm not excluding that,
right.
the analytics,
right.
but I'm not going to live by it. And I don't want some
exactly.
bean counter sitting next to me saying, this is what you have to do, because I do have a gut and I love my gut.
Right.
His gut's different than ours.
So,
guts.
I mean, but like we've talked about, it's the teeter totter has gone too far.
Yes.
You know, analytics worked.
It did.
I mean, I've seen Moneyball. You've seen Moneyball. I mean, it's to show the process
right.
and explanation. So we all know how it works and why it does. But I mean, there's managers for a reason.
Yes.
You know, this guy against this guy, he's hot. He's having a bad day. He's going through this personally in his life. Don't put him up against, I mean, all those things.
There's a lot of things out there, and there is nobody that loves Moneyball more than I do. I watch it at least once a month. The most important thing about Moneyball that everybody doesn't think about and nobody talks about during the movie is they had the best four starting pitchers in Major League Baseball when they were going on that run. They went deep into the games.
Right.
They didn't give up a lot of runs, didn't walk a lot of people, and struck out a lot of people.
Right.
But they didn't have a lot of money. And when you look at the Athletics now, they don't have a lot of money, and they still compete. And so when I say sometimes that I think baseball's dying, you also only had you had less than – I mean – it used to be you'd have half the league would be under 500, half the league wouldn't. It's not like that anymore. And that's pretty cool. And so that gives him a lot of opportunity. But a lot of those teams that are on there are low-budget teams that now
right.
do a lot of analytics because they don't have
right.
they don't have dollars, so they look at right. analytics instead. So,
well, and they're smaller market teams, a lot of them.
Absolutely.
That,
I mean, the majority of them are. I mean, like
right.
the Red Sox are not, but the majority of the rest of them are. And you are correct. You have the Washington Commanders and the Chicago Bears tonight. One might think that would be a extremely boring game. I think it might be a fun game to watch because people have a narrative about Carson Wentz, and the narrative is that at the end, he makes that one fatal flaw every time. He threw that interception. I watched that last 4 minutes of that game, and I would have walked in here, and if you looked at me and said, man, Carson Wentz was horrible, and I'm like, I would have looked at you and give you my normal story. He has Ron Rivera. He's a defensive coach.
Right.
He exactly. put him in horrible positions. And then when it doesn't work and he's trying everything humanly possible to make it work, and then it doesn't work because it was a horrible play call, then you get somebody else to blame than yourself.
Right.
And there's a lot of that going on in football. If you had to mortgage your house, who are you taking to win tonight? Not even
Bears.
Putting money on there.
You
just
Bears.
Because it's at home. And because, see, I have the same thing today. I listened to people talk about Justin Fields all morning. All morning, all afternoon, because I was doing budgets today, and that's all. I had my headphones on, and I was going to town.
Right.
And it's like, well, he's just not a very good quarterback. I'm like, if you look at what he's doing,
right.
I don't care if you had Joe Montana there, he's not doing any better. It's a horrible system. It gets to the same point than I'm at with, it's different than the Hawkeyes. That's stubbornness. The Cyclones, I just don't think they think they have enough weapons to let him take a 25-yard completion down there. I mean, I don't think that either the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones or the Bears trust their quarterback to do what they need to do to win a football game,
right? And like we talked about, it's in whether it is the Cyclone offense or whatever, let him make the mistakes. You know, do you do that? I mean, we're not undefeated. We're not. I mean, all these different things. What you got to get the experience, and experience is not always good. You know, I mean, you. I don't know. I think there's Justin Fields is starting to show some good things. I just think that it's going to take some time. I mean, but you can only get up over the hurdle, you know, with the talent and the leadership that they have. He can't blossom into something bigger than what he's got in front of him.
You've lost a couple of games because you didn't know, and now your trajectory is heading the other way. And now either one of two things, you're going to become more stubborn or you're going to overcompensate.
Right.
And neither one of those are good. And I think that's the same thing that Chicago's doing right now, is that I think when they do trust him on drives and actually call some good play calls, I think it works. But I think that with a defensive coach, in order to do that, you have to have the ball between the 40s to be able to start and be able to open up and do that. Where, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes or you have Josh Allen threw that against a Cincinnati Bengal team that rushes the passer really well,
right,
throwing out of his end zone to complete. I mean, you can't complete a 98-yard touchdown pass if you're not throwing out of your end zone. you can see in the NFL that they don't trust, and you can, by the way that Ron Rivera said, and poor Carson Wentz, well, what's the difference between the NFC teams that are winning and you? Quarterback. Daniel Jones is one quarterback, and Jalen Hurts, who was a second-round pick that nobody thought could play, and who am I missing? So you have Philadelphia, you have Washington, you have Dallas. And Dallas is winning with a person they've never heard of before. And what do Philadelphia and Chicago have, or Dallas have in common? They have good defenses. You're Ron Rivera.
Right.
You're supposed to have good defenses.
Yes.
So before you point your finger at Carson Wentz, I think I would have pointed the finger at myself and said, maybe we miscalculated on what we did, because he has 10 touchdown passes. Carson Wentz does. The Bears have given up a ton of points. I mean, I the hypocrisy of football in the NFL is so big, because it totally depends on things that you didn't think about. It depends on who your owner is, what style of coach you hire,
right,
and then the people that draft. And not everybody's the same. And
no.
you can't copycat. It's not a copycat league, right?
It is, but Bears gonna win tonight, everything's fine.
There you go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott's in here with me. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
First down and goal to go at the one. They're going to throw it. Near side it is.
In the Ad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That's where you're at. So stay here. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're bringing sports your way every day that we're here, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 every day. Well, I'm here.
You're here. Monday, 4 to 6. Yeah. Yes, you are.
You're here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'm making
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and then maybe Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday, every other third.
I know.
And Mondays on the fifth day.
Mondays, you rock out by yourself.
I do. Mondays are just fun.
You just fly through it.
Yes. You can check us out on Twitter. He is at @ScottBrower_13. We are at @HappyHour_SS. I am at Steen on Sports. Also at 1700 The Champ, and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Commanders Bears tonight, 6:30 pregame. You'll get the first 22 minutes of Zach Gelb. Saturday, you get UNI Utah Tech. Sunday, 3 o'clock, so no noon game. Sunday is Chiefs-Bills. The reason that we don't have a noon game, when the Chiefs have a 3:21 game, we want to carry, we're the Chief Network, so we want to carry all their stuff so we don't have a noon game on those days. Sunday night is the Cowboys-Eagles, and we finish off with Broncos-Chargers on Monday night right after our show.
Where are you going on the Cowboys-Eagles game? What do you think?
It's at Eagles. That's hard to win there. Eagles have a really good team. I think for the Dallas Cowboys to beat the Philadelphia Eagles, they need Dak Prescott quarterbacking, not Cooper Rush. They're going to make life miserable for Cooper Rush.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's my early prognosis.
That is your opinion.
And the other one is, they have a lot of weapons and, the Eagles do.
So Jalen Hurts is proven to you?
I think he's getting there. I think that shows why we can never say if he's proven or not proven. Jalen Hurts with the wide receivers that they had last year was an ordinary quarterback. Devontae Smith and AJ Brown, whoa. Yeah. Things get better on offense. Imagine that. And drafting a couple of linemen. Ooh, silly.
I know you have to go back to Dak. I mean, just the sheer how much
you have to,
how much he's getting paid.
Well, but you can't. Dude throws 12 passes a game. The Cowboys aren't going to keep winning throwing 12 passes a game.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, it hit a part of time in their schedule where
I don't know. I'm still leaning towards Dallas on this one. I've got a vibe. It doesn't do me any good to have a vibe because I don't have hardly
account
any money
balance?
In my
yeah
my
account balance not the same
in my bet MGM. I did
that is funny.
I bet against the Packers and that got me in trouble, but I did win on the Giants.
All right, so this segment is gonna. So we're gonna. I'm gonna do a couple because I'm not gonna do I'm gonna go right into Joe Madden here. So Palmer Group. Founded in 1998, their whole goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients and candidates. Company purpose is making lives better. What they do is they have a lot of job openings, and their specific thing is they're trying to fit people into these jobs. It's very difficult for companies nowadays to run all of that on their own. And this is one of the things that you do when you don't. You let somebody who has done this for a long, long time. And they're very, very good at finding the right people. For all of you graduating seniors from college, it's an asset. They can help you. They can help you do how you answer questions in an interview, what you do put on your resume or don't put on your resume. A lot of things they can do. Those going from high school and don't know what you're going to do. They have manufacturing and information technology. A lot of engineering stuff is they want to bring people in and teach you how to do the things they do with these companies. There are a lot of cool companies that are buying old buildings and doing really cool things inside of them that used to be logging companies and steel companies are now putting products together. You have no idea it's like Willy Wonka.
I know.
You have no idea what's going on in there. So Palmer Group's a great company. It's great to have them be. You like my Willy Wonka
reference?
Willy
wow,
Wonka,
you were just
man.
All over.
I am. We are getting ready to do some advertising with them. They have their salary guide coming out. A lot of job description stuff coming out. So it'll be interesting to see. Have some people in from Palmer Group.
That should have been a release party.
Yeah, exactly. also want to, we'll do Woodman Controls as well. Top-notch building control company, making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. Go to Woodman Controls to see what the company looks like. Their programs are amazing. I can watch over. I don't touch as much as everybody else does, but it's nice to be able to see when things are going poorly and you can figure out why. I'm learning, but what they're looking for is they're looking for people to come into a very cool company, young company, a growing company with a great product in business development, project management, field technician, service technician. Give them a call, 515-964-0904.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Houston just went ahead.
Who did?
Houston just went ahead.
Oh, they did? 3-2. I see that.
I told you. Didn't feel comfortable at 2-1.
No, I wouldn't feel. That's a 7-6 game just waiting to happen.
Yep.
Okay, so once again, we have Joe Maddon coming on in the next segment. We're both very excited about it. Scott, too. I'm really excited. I mean, I just kept calling him saying, okay, I think we can get him. And then she said, oh, we're in. And then I'm like, whoa, okay, here we go. Cool. So very excited about having him in. He has been the Chicago Cubs, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Los Angeles Angels. Mm-hmm. He's had Rizzo. He's had Shohei. He's had Mike Trout, mm-hmm. Albert Pujols, yes. Some names. And Joe Maddon is probably more famous for being Joe Maddon than he is manager Joe Maddon. And I think that's a cool thing. I think when you you do one thing, but the amount of people, baseball players that have gone back to him for advice. Right before we came on, they had Bob Huggins was on Maggie and Pearl. Mm-hmm. People that love or hate Bob Huggins, I love Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins is a great when I've got to go and do some news stuff to go up to interviews and things. He was a great one. And then when we were down there and it was Mike Leach and Matt Campbell. And this was when Matt Campbell was pretty new. And Mike Leach is talking and Matt Campbell he is trying not to laugh and giggle and he can't do it. He's looking over at his handler going,
Think about how long it's been since he was at Washington State, right? Mike Leach. And that's my friend who I was hunting with today is a graduate from Pullman, Washington State, big Go Cougs fan, everything. And his stories are Mike Leach.
Yes, and Bob Huggins is kind of the same. They're like, what do you remember most about some of your basketball players? The times they borrowed my car. It's kind of nice now they get cars because they don't come and ask me to borrow my car. I thought, of all the things that you could say on a national radio show, nice. The thing that you're most excited about is they're not borrowing, coming in and asking you for the keys to your car. Who knew? And hopefully
it's nice to have that liability gone, yeah. I'm guessing.
Exactly. Hopefully nobody's seen or heard that today that have some things to think about. Oh my gosh. So you are, who did you say you're taking tonight?
Tonight, I'm Chicago.
Okay. You're taking Chicago because it's at home. That's always a good, that's a 3-point. It's supposed to be nice there tonight too.
Right.
Not a monsoon.
Aren't the Commanders favored by one, though?
I would assume that could be absolutely correct.
Wow, look at me. The name Commanders just rolling off my tongue.
I did.
I still call them Washington.
They are. The over-under is 38, and because this particular site uses home team to put the Bears are plus one, so that means that the Commanders are minus one. Minus one, and over-under is 38. So yep. That is 24-14, 21-17.
Do you have an opinion about the orange helmets tonight?
I like when they do different stuff. The thing I'm looking most forward to.
It's hot and cold, though. People are like, leave it alone. You know, quit doing.
See, and I don't think that's the world that we live in anymore, to leave it alone.
Most of the Twitter response was, the collectors love it. Let it go.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what the Jack Trice uniforms look like. Because doing special Jack Trice uniforms this year, and I'm extremely excited.
This weekend?
No, I don't know. I don't think they've said when they're doing it. I don't know if they just throw that out there, but all the stuff they're doing, I think that's really cool. So it'll be a lot of fun to see how that goes. Carson Wentz could have a big game tonight. I wish he would just shut people up because I guess that's one of my things I hate is when these people get on TV and they never got to play in the league and never did any of that and they can say how bad a quarterback is. But they never did it. They don't know what it's like. I don't know. It can't be easy. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Joe Madden next. Get back in here.